Jesus is beginning his ministry in Galilee. His message is the good news of the kingdom of God, which is near. The reign of God's love has begun to expand and now is to conquer more and more hearts, beginning with these four fishermen. But Jesus' words are treasonous. The kingdom of Rome has conquered these lands. The kingdom of Israel, the occupied territory, is weak. And the threat to these worldly powers is now contained in these words of Jesus about the kingdom of God. Jesus is clearly fulfilling the prophecy of the Messiah here, the king from the house of David, as he recruits more and more followers, and as Jesus establishes a newer and a higher authority than Rome and Israel. It's not safe what Jesus is doing. He's putting himself out there into harm's way by making such bold proclamations. The Roman and Jewish authorities will not like this. They'll see it as an uprising. And sadly, this will be the charge put over Jesus' head when he is crucified in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And so it takes a lot of courage for Jesus to do what he is doing, calling these four fishermen and proclaiming a new kingdom. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. And they all immediately follow. Which makes it look maybe more simple than it really is. The other Gospels reveal the inner turmoil and conflict, especially in Peter, and as we saw last week with Nathaniel in the reading. But we know enough from Mark and what he has put here to know that this was a huge step of faith for these fishermen. Peter and Andrew leave their livelihood behind, their nets. James and John leave their father and hired hand behind. They left behind the family business. It could be said that Peter and Andrew were working class, and James and John were middle class, since they had hired hands. But regardless, they all leave the safety and the familiarity of their livelihood and their lives. And they all do it because they hear that the kingdom of God is near. And they're promised to be transformed from people who bring other people to market and no longer just fish. Jesus reveals the heart of God here. The eternal Son of God has come to gather the world to himself. Just as Jesus will say later in Mark's gospel, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus reveals the heart of God here, that God wants to draw us close to him. The kingdom of God is coming near in the person and work of Jesus Christ. God is extending his reign through his king. He doesn't want to conquer earthly powers. He wants to conquer every human heart. He does not want to win wars. He has come to win people and souls. Jesus has made the first move. He and his kingdom have come near. He's taken the first step. And now he asks for us to take a step toward him and with him, to leave our nets behind, those worldly comforts that we have. He asks us to leave the familiar and the comfortable and to follow him, to find our safety in him. That's why it took tremendous courage for these fishermen to leave their lives behind and trust in this strange person who called himself the Messiah. They must have hungered for more in their lives. And so Jesus knew how to speak to them, heart, mind, and soul. I love how C.S. Lewis translates this for us in the Chronicles of Narnia, if you've read those books. The children who meet Aslan, who is the Christ in that world, that fictional world, when the children meet the Messiah, he appears as a huge, talking lion, fearsome looking. The first question they ask is he safe? And that's exactly what the call of discipleship does to all of us. We wonder, is this thing really safe? What will happen if I take a hard look at myself and what I value? What if I realize that I've been putting my trust and value in the wrong things? Well, that's unsettling. What if I discover that there's something far more precious than everything that I've been working for? What if God calls me to leave my old life behind? What does it mean to look in the eyes of my parents and choose to put my heavenly Father before them? That's unsettling. That can feel unsafe. One commentator in his book, Friendship with Jesus, about the Gospel of Mark, talks about what the story of the Gospel should mean for all of us. And it's very simple, but deeply transforming. Jesus has reached out to us. He wants a relationship with us. He doesn't just want to be known. He already knows us. He wants an intimate relationship with us. We watch Jesus. We listen to him. Our trust grows as we see him put himself out there and reveal himself where he is vulnerable to the whole world. His example encourages us to look at ourselves as the eternal Son of God. He teaches us, he heals us, he forgives us, he dies for us, he rises for us, he ascends to the Father for us, and he does all of these things to draw us close. The kingdom has come near, and he continues to draw us nearer still. God wants to be near you. He wants to have an intimate relationship with all of us. And so his example encourages us to look at ourselves differently. And what we find is that God accepts us just as we are. And he gives us the courage then to put ourselves out there as well. We feel safe in doing that. To reveal more of ourselves to him. Just as the psalm said earlier, to pour out our hearts to him. Yes, we're broken. We're sinful. But it's safe to confess our sins because he already knows it. And it will come as no surprise to find that he loves us and forgives us anyway. He calls us to follow him and also to partner with him, to join his mission to draw all people, to draw all people to himself. We don't have just an earthly vocation. Jesus gives us a heavenly one too here. We get to tell the whole world to cast all of their anxieties upon him because he cares for us. It's a safe place to vent to God, to unload all your worries, to pour out your hearts and find your peace in him. He can safely bear it. You'll remember, he carried the weight of the world upon him. The kingdom of God is our safe place. Jesus boldly reveals himself as Savior to the world. It's okay to follow his lead and to reveal ourselves, to simply be ourselves. For God is our safety. Oh, gently call those gone astray, that they may find the saving way. Let every conscience sore oppressed in you find peace and heavenly rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.